The smallest possible esrog, pachos mi kebetza. If it's smaller than a kebetza, pasul. That's no good. Avalim hu kebetza. If the size of a kebetza, afilim hu boser.
Even if it's not completely ripened yet,
shadayin lo nigmar perio, kasher. Vim hayagadol kolshu kasher. And if it's large, so then it could be as large as possible. It doesn't matter. It's going to be kasher. Mishnah Berurah says even if it's so large that you need to carry it on your shoulder, still yotze, because arba doesn't mean him. As long as you have all of them, are not ma'akev one another, to hold at the same time. So therefore, you could pick up the lulav and then pick up the esrog. So even the largest esrog possible is going to be kosher, as long as it's not yarok kakarti, which would mean that it's not ripe yet, as we discussed before. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a smak who says that if you're going to buy a lulav and esrog from a non-Jew, really you should buy from a Jew. But if you're going to buy from a non-Jew, so then you have to pay a little bit more than it's really worth so that they don't come to be mezalzel and not come back to sell lulav and esrog next time. Simitash Rav Nantes, Devarma Pulsum Barba Minim, Sifalef. Kol Arbas Aminim, Psulim, Begazel, Beganov, all the Arba Minim are puzzle. If they are stolen, bein lifneish, bein laacher yeish, whether it's before the person who it's been stolen from gave up on getting it back or not, aval gazel. But if you stole it, viknao, and you acquired it, below siyu ha mitzvah, without the performance of the mitzvah, kagon gazel lula vishifo, such as you stole a lula from someone and you fixed it up so that now it's usable, kasher the kanya b'shinu maisa. So then you acquired it by doing an act to it, and then it became yours. But you still shouldn't make a bracha on it when you use it. Some say that stolen lulav and esrog is the only problem for that person that stole it. But for other people, other people will be allowed to use this lulav and esrog that was stolen. The rest of Sukkot is just not on the first day. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if there was only yayush, even if there was no act done, so then you didn't acquire it. So on the first day, of course, you're not going to be yotze min haTorah, and Shar Yom we'll discuss later on. If you acquire it with the siyuah hamitzvah, which means that the kinyan occurred when you did the mitzvah, because you bought it but you didn't pick it up or something like that, and then you pick it up to be yotze the mitzvah, so then you're not going to be yotze because it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera when you pick it up. The reason you're not allowed to make a bracha on it, even though you've acquired it with a shinui maisa and it actually belongs to you now, is because since you got it through stealing, it's just not right to say Hashem's name over it. The Magen Avraham thinks that it's only if there was no yeish, but once there was yeish with a shinui maisa, or a shinui shem, or a shinui rishus, something that made you actually acquire it, so then you would be allowed to make a bracha on it, but the Taz and the Gra both think that you should not make a bracha on it anyway. The Mechaber also seems to hold that the Gazlan is not yotze even the rest of Sukkot with that, because it's a mitzvah of Bavera, whether it's before Yesh or Acher Yesh, and only other people would be allowed to use this lulav the rest of Sukkot, according to the second opinion. The fact that we are machmir even on the first day must be before Yesh, as the Mishnah Berurah, because it's not yours, because of Lachem. But the rest of the days, you'd be allowed to use it even before Yesh, according to the second opinion, because they hold that mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply to other people because they were not the ones that stole it. The Magen Avraham brings the Mulchamos, who disagrees with this, and says that even for other people who didn't steal it, it's still, this object is a problem because of mitzvah b'avera, even if it's before Yesh, and therefore they should not use it anyway. And that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. So there's the difference of opinion regarding the person himself, whether he'd be allowed to use it the rest of Sukkot, and the other people for sure be allowed to use it the rest of Sukkot.